Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Everybody, welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast. I'm Steve Capo. I'm your host. I'm with the great Santi. We are going to do a little documentary review today, Santi. What did we see? Was it 2 weeks ago? No, last Friday, right? 25th?
Not this past Friday, the one before.
It was 25th.
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday, right? This past Saturday, 25th. Yeah. We were lucky enough to make this club into a screening for a documentary that's going on Apple Plus April 10th. It is, we were lucky. We had the great Alex Gibney here, the Oscar-winning director for Enron and for Journey to the Dark Side. So many things he's done, Theranos. You can, it's just a list of documentaries. Basically, the, you know, he's like, you know, you think of documentarians, it's him and like Errol Morris, and that's about it. But so we had a chance to watch it two Saturdays ago. Watched the first part of it. He screened it here. It was the North American screening, which we were lucky to see. Yeah. So it's. It's called Boom Boom, The World versus Boris Becker. Boris Becker, everybody knows, is a German tennis player that was number one in the world. Got to number one in the world in 1991. Well, I think was the youngest player to win Wimbledon in 85. He was 17 years old. And it goes through his rise and fall, so to speak, because Boris Becker ended up in jail and it was just released. Went to jail for 8 months, was released to Germany. He was extradited. The whole story there, you should watch the whole documentary, but we just want to discuss it a little bit to kind of discuss tennis, understand how this can happen. And my interesting part about this is that the athlete, the successful athlete, and the lack of the lack of education, the lack of just basic education. I'm not saying Boris Becker needs to be Andrew Huberman and needs to be a neuroscientist, but he needs to be educated to be able to take care of his own finances. You know how many of these athletes are bankrupt? So the story basically goes, Boris was 17. Parents were needed to find him a coach. Jan Tyriak took him over, who was Ilie Anastasi's coach. He was a billionaire, very successful guy, great manager, made a lot of money for Boris. But the issue, Boris said, was he wasn't educated. He finished his career at 30. He basically was somewhere in his mid-30s, handheld the whole time, traveling around doing his thing, but didn't have his own bank account, didn't understand what his money was doing, didn't understand investments, so didn't even know what was in the account. Look. And he said, he's got no one to blame but himself. But there's got to be a better way to educate people or to become educated. I think this podcast about this great documentary by Gibney you have to empower yourself and take control. You can't be a victim. You could read probably 5 books and figure out 5 different things that you would need to protect yourself with. I mean, you can read a business book. You could read a psychology book. You could read a real estate book, you could read a sales book, you read a public speaking book, and you probably would be able to figure out things. But number one, what did you think of the documentary? That's my first take. Did you like it? What?
Technically, I wasn't here.
I thought you were here, Santi.
No.
Oh, you didn't show up. I forgot.
I
mentally thought you would be here,
no,
Santi.
That's
and
why
you
I'm
didn't.
Actually excited to watch it.
Thanks,
on Friday.
Santi. It's going to be a great podcast. You weren't here.
I was technically not here.
Santi gets an invite.
Actually,
and he's
the funny. But I'm the only one that was here to watch him actually make the scenes. I was here watching.
So they
him
did film
it.
The scenes here. Good props for you, Santi.
I was here for that.
Props for you. So I'll be talking to myself this podcast for about 10 minutes. Santi was invited, but somehow, where were you that night, Santi? God, tell me. Tell everybody the truth.
I don't know where I was. I forgot.
Nowhere. You didn't go anywhere.
I don't know.
It wasn't even that important. This probably would have been a lot better.
I worked in the morning. That's why I was tired.
I know. You came in. You covered. Listen,
yeah, I
give
somebody.
Santi credit. He covered because who was out? Carsten was out.
No. Somebody else was out.
Somebody was out.
But somebody
you
was
did,
out.
You did a solid. You covered. I appreciate that, Santi. Mm-hmm. Then you went to sleep.
Probably. I probably went back and I took a nap. I definitely took a nap.
At one point, something was like, this is how great.
Took a nap at like 2 p.m. when I got back. Probably slept till like 6. And then I was like, yeah.
This is how great we love our staff. I said, Santi, you're coming in. What are you coming in so early on that Saturday? There was another day he came in. Well, I'm just sleeping anyways. So I'm also coming to work. I'm like, boy, you really love your job. I'm doing nothing anyways. Yeah. I'd rather do this than nothing. At least we're beat nothing.
Yeah.
And tell everybody where you're going this weekend.
Oh, I'm going to Cancun.
Ooh.
First time in Mexico.
First time in Mexico?
Yeah, I've never
been. Have you ever been to this particular resort? Have they a few, or is it just a singular resort?
No, but they're like it's like a chain of resorts, so it should be fine.
So what do you plan on doing? You want a little...
I'm just going to lay there and do nothing.
You're going to lay there? You're not going to go to Senior Frogs? You should go to a couple places. I've been there a long time ago. Yeah. My son just went.
Yeah.
He'll give you a little lay of the land.
Just eat a lot of food and lay around, do nothing.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds like good weather. It's going to be spring breakers. You're going to have a lot of college girls there, Santi.
Yeah, we'll see.
Santi, you can be the older man. Be like, hey, I'm 30. How old are you now? 32?
I'm 33, but a lot of them think I'm like 28.
Well, you look young,
even
Santi.
Like the people that I teach pickle to, they're just thinking, hey, are you like
just
24?
Out of college?
I'm like, I'm not 24, but I wish I was.
You're just out of college. You're just a cute kid.
Yeah, exactly.
So, back to the discussion. There has got to be, and I think the NFL has tried this. They do education classes for their NFL players. And somebody who told me this, most of them are asleep. They're not interested. This is the problem, and you have to understand. As an athlete, as a professional athlete, the problem is, and he said it too, and it's amazing how you would say this, you are going to make the money for your life for about 10 years. Most of us make our money for our whole lives over our whole life, over 30 to 40 years.
Yeah.
It's going to be all condensed. You are going to make more money than most people, but really, that's it.
Yeah.
Most people aren't going to be Tom Brady. You're not going to get a broadcast contract. You're not going to do this. Most of the professional athletes play 3 to 4 years. They don't make $20 million a year. They make... Minimum is $750 or something, somewhere around there to about $2 million, $2.5 million. So if you do that over 4 years,
yeah,
and you pay taxes. So say you make, as a professional athlete, you make $2 million bucks a year. Over 4 years, on average, $8 million. Taxes takes what, 40%? So how much do you have? Do it quick. What's $2 million, 40%? Not 50% would be $1 million, would be like $800,000, somewhere around there. So that's gone right off the top. So let's say you have $1.2 million. Then you have an agent that gets 10%. Then you have a manager that gets this. And then blah, 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 blah. So then what are you coming away with at the end of that year? $800,000? So let's say you make $800,000 a year for 4 years. That's $3.2 million. And you think that's the world, but say $800,000, you buy a house, you buy another house, you buy a car, you buy a liability, blah, blah, blah. The problem is they buy all these liabilities, buying watches and things like that, and then all of a sudden, you're out partying, buying dinner for everybody. Oh, I got it! You got it, Santi. Thanks, David. You're out buying cars. You're out buying things for people. And then all of a sudden, at $800,000, you only could save maybe, I don't know. Do you even save any money? I know people that make $3 million and burn four.
Spend it. Yeah.
You spend it. Because you think it's going to last forever. So then you're done with that 4 years, you get an injury, something happens, which happens to most people, or they just get cut, and then you end up with all these liabilities. You own 4 houses, you have 5 cars, you have all these payments, and then you're bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing that I got, it's amazing how I think business, like I'm thinking about this tennis thing, and Boris was an incredible player. I mean, we can go over the tennis player. He was just physically, like McEnroe was talking about him. Was like, this is basically a kid in a man's body. He was 17. He was just huge. So much power. He said he was the strongest player I've ever seen. There's a great scene. You have to watch it because Boris always faked this cough. McEnroe said he had a cold for like 4 years, and he would do it right when I was ready to serve. He was ready to serve. It was distracting. So in the Paris Open in like 89, McEnroe was coughing the whole time. Going and Boris is like, what are you doing? He's like, you've been sick for 5 years. He goes, oh, it's only 4 years. So they were, oh, you got to see it. It was so much fun. But Boris was this physical specimen. He was just a huge, strong, incredible athlete. And when you get that way, when you become this huge popular star at 17 or 18, think about when you're 17. And there's clips of that. Every girl wants you. Every girl is giving you an autograph. They just want to be with the kids. Everybody's yesing you to death. They're saying you're the greatest thing ever. How can you not at 17 feel that way and not even think like, oh, that this is going to end or something's going to happen?
Yeah.
And then he got hooked on sleeping pills, which was not good. It was amazing. Amazing how great these athletes are. In, was it 88? It was 87. Or was it 85, 86, he won Wimbledon. 87, he'd make it, lost in like third, fourth round. 88, he plays in the final, loses to Edberg. 89, he wins. And 90, he plays in the final, but he's on sleeping pills. He's basically half asleep in the beginning of the match because he took a sleeping pill so late. He loses the first two sets, wins the next two, and almost wins this match. Thinking about this, you're playing the Wimbledon final, and you're basically drugged up. It's crazy. It's crazy. But you have that much talent, and that's what Alex was saying. You have this much talent to get out of these situations. He thought, I could do this in my business life. So he got into all these bad business deals. I think when you translate this incredible superhuman ability, you think you can do it anywhere. You think you can translate that everywhere, and that's a problem. Just because you're a great athlete, you can get out of situations, doesn't mean you can't. He got into a lot of bad loans. He filed for bankruptcy. And then he was hiding assets. When you're bankrupt, you have to disclose your assets, and the bankruptcy court goes, okay, you can live on this, and we take this away, and they found he was hiding assets, so they threw him in jail. So my overall take is education, education, education. Right? That's what I think. I think you cannot, and again, you can't get high on your own supply. Patrick Ben David, who's a very, Patrick Bet David, sorry, he's an incredible valuetainment. You ever heard of that on YouTube?
No.
He's got a show. But very successful, started an insurance company, very successful guy, and he mentioned like the four G's of entrepreneurs or anybody being successful. It's like greed, guilt, girls, whatever it was, like you have to be very, very focused. You have to be very, very focused and empower yourself and don't allow people to lead you around. Like, don't just say this person's got my best interests in heart. You have to really, got to take care of yourself and you have to really, really understand. If you don't empower yourself, it's your own fault. If you don't play a victim, you have to empower yourself. So, April 10th is the documentary. This is the quick little review, quick podcast. You have to see it. It's great. Boom, boom, The World versus Boris Becker. And DM us at Strand Tennis Center. Strand Tennis, if you see which scene that our club is in. Our club's in a couple of scenes. Send me a DM if you see it. And you can tell us. And if you do, I will. What should we do? We send them a free. What are we gonna send them? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you think we should send them, Santi? Some free merch?
Free merch.
A free hoodie? I want one. Santi's like, I want one. How about we do that? We send you a hoodie if you can tell me what scenes that we are in and let me know.
Yeah, you have to put the timestamp.
Type the timestamp.
Put the timestamp.
Okay? So, World versus Boris Becker, April 10th, Apple Plus. Everybody, thank you. Enjoy it. Answers in the actions, everybody. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves, share it.